Jesus Christ, Tommy.
Where are we?
Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, where have you been? Look at you.
Jesus. God.
We back.
2 months.
2 months, was it? I would have guessed one. I'm not counting.
No. Really. Yeah, it's, yeah. My last podcast was with, or my last interview was with Andrew Valdino.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was before this card. That was before.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. So here we are.
Here we are. 2 months, Tommy.
Nice. We got a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about. Let me see if we have sound first.
Yeah, I'll talk to you. Oh, there we go.
Look at you. Wow, he sounds sexy.
Handsome as ever.
But anyway, Tom, a lot to talk about.
Yeah, buddy. Nice to see you.
You
know, I missed
you. You too, my man.
Yeah.
You're good.
Thank you. You too,
anything
man.
Anything changing you physically since in 2 months?
Physically, no. No, I'm cutting pretty good weight right now. I'm not cutting, but I'm weighing in at like 175, which is nice. That's low.
And you're walking around weight?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
where you
exactly.
Want to be,
no,
I
being right on weight where I could be perfectly shredded is 165.
165.
Tough. I walk around at like 180.
Just to let people know, as you can see right here, I do have the Cage Titans Instagram up because we're going to be talking a lot about that because Tommy went to the show.
Damn right.
And I can't necessarily say he covered it, but he did represent the Room Podcast.
I was there.
He was a face there. And
yeah, I took some good pictures.
Yeah, and he talked to a few fighters and drank some beers.
Yeah, it was a great night, yeah.
And
talked to some friends, you know. It's all friends over there, man. They're fucking cool over there.
So we're going to pick Tommy's brain about that that night.
Tell you what I can remember.
Saturday. But before we get to that, we're going to reminisce about our last couple of months a little bit. You might not like that we're going to talk about it, but too fucking bad. It's been 2 months. This is my show.
Yeah, Bob doesn't like when we flap
Bob,
our gums,
yes,
he says.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Flapping our gums? Come on,
yes,
Bob. That's what we do, kid.
Yes, John Piersma's dad, as we know, John Piersma, the double champ in New England, who has moved on to bigger and better things. We could talk a little bit about that, too. But his dad said, get him on the show because there's news coming. So, something brewing for Mr. Jonathan Piersma, the Warhawk.
We're back, so all options are open.
Exactly. Tommy, 2 months.
Yes, sir.
So a lot has happened. Let's talk to you a little bit.
Killed Trump.
It's fucked up, huh?
Wicked fucked up.
I got yelled at about my meme, too. You know,
what was your meme?
The meme with Neo fucking missing.
Oh,
bullets.
Yeah. You got yelled at about that? Who yelled
like,
at you?
Because I said, what, just missed? And people were like, oh, you, someone got hit. I'm like, dude, it's fucking, listen.
We're making a joke out of everything,
oh,
which we're doing. You know what
God.
I'm saying? Yeah, it's very
right,
tragic.
So anyway, no, Facebook didn't flag me, so it wasn't
good.
That bad,
yeah.
People.
And I think it's safe to say that none of us want fucking any presidential assassination attempts fucking at all. So, you know. If we're going to crack a joke about it, fucking people can cry, but no one wants anything like that to fucking happen.
Exactly.
Really.
I mean, it's
a guy died over there. Fucking,
yes, exactly.
You know, my God, like that, this country, that's the last thing fucking anyone needed.
And, you know, people have joked about everything, war, everything, drugs, overdoses, everything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I'm that way and I have a kind of sick sense of humor, but more people like it than don't like it.
How many jokes have there been made about like JFK and shit, you know?
It's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking what we do. Kid.
Exactly. So but Tommy, 2 months.
Yes, sir.
So, yes, you brought up, you know, Trump dodging a bullet.
Fucking political shit.
Anything else other than political? Your job, you got to, you're doing well there.
Yep, 5 weeks into the new company, same industry that I've been in for many years. I'm very happy to have moved on to this company. I won't drop the names, you know what I'm saying? That's how that goes, but I can say fuck that last place, like usual.
Exactly,
and
a bunch of pussies.
Yeah, a bunch of jamokes, you know what I'm saying? So fucking fuck
usually
all those guys.
In the age between 20 and 30.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
exactly.
You get some in the 50s that are pussies.
That's what it's still like, though. The industry is very much that, 20-something years old. So, you know, me coming in as a boss, people fucking get their panties in a bunch, and I'm just there to show them why I'm the boss.
Excellent. Well, you can say that you do work for the cannabis industry.
Of course.
Anything new anything new in the last couple of months that you can share? Anything about the industry? We always know it's growing. There's fucking billboards on the highway about different places opening up all the time. But anything new?
A lot of places
festivals
are open.
Coming to New England? Anywhere?
There's some cups coming, some cannabis cups. Not that I'm going to go to. There's been this new cool stuff called like liquid diamonds and shit. It's infused cannabis with labs. lab-grown in-house diamonds, and you put it on the weed, and fucking it gives you a really good punch, you know? Some of the weed...
Like taking a shot off a vape, kind
of? They have vapes of it, too, but it's just bud, you know what I'm saying? Like, bud, you put in a bowl.
Oh,
you know?
So it's infused. The bud, so, yeah, all right.
It's infused with...
So it can be used in a regular bowl.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to,
or joint, or blunt, or whatever. It's basically just smoking weed, but it's...
So that's the new kind of thing going on.
Super strong. I was
surprised. Because I know they infused, like, the pre-rolls.
Yep, kind of the same idea.
But, yes. Well, I was waiting. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yes, you know, and that shit fucks you up, if that's what you're looking for. Allegedly.
Tommy's back. So I didn't change anything in the room podcast. Yeah. I've been in here. I changed my drum set about 12 fucking times. But
rearrange it.
Yeah, and things have fallen off the wall and broken since then. It's all right there, as you can see, because I don't want to lose any more artifacts in this room. But
yeah, saving that beer for a perfect time.
But I do have an audition for a band. And it's a female singer, and they do some classic rock.
I like female singers.
Good stuff. I got butchered by, I got scolded, corrected by Tommy before the podcast, because I mentioned that we are Janis Joplin.
There you go.
And is that how you said
it? Yeah,
you
said it.
All right, well, you can say the way that I said it. And then I said Lana. I said Atlanta.
Fucking it all up. And they just said Lana. It's Alanis. Alanis Morissette.
So I said her last name right, kind of.
Yeah, probably.
I might have missed
an R in
there. Yeah, you
fucked up those first names. Yeah. You said like the same name for both.
So I'm trying out for this band, and I don't even know how to pronounce.
Now you do.
No, I still won't do it.
Just practice that part.
So what was the Janis one?
Janis and Alanis. I mean, that's why it's easy to. It's kind of a tongue twister.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Those are
a couple of babes.
Those are a couple of the people that she covers.
Cool.
So. Also Pat Benatar. So you know she's she's got a, you know,
cool,
got a big margin of where her voice can go.
So Alanis Morissette,
it doesn't say that she's good or anything, but
Alanis Morissette's first drummer, Taylor Hawkins.
Yes.
R.I.P.
Yes.
Drumming legend.
Yes.
Foo Fighters just played Fenway either last night or the night before. A couple nights ago, because Blink 182 and Smashing Pumpkins played last night.
I'm, you know what, people can play the song just like, you know, Taylor, basically, but you can't mimic his presence on the stage.
Yeah, he's a wild man.
He was like, you know, so.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I, you know, I hate to say it, but he died of drugs and shit. Yep. I'm sure he was on a lot of them when he played. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was a wild
so
man.
So that's why, why, you know, his personality, he was able to express himself.
You never know. Like, hopefully the drugs just, like, enhanced it instead of, you know.
Yeah, that's
the idea.
What they do.
Yeah. Well, no, you know what I mean? It could not enhance it. It could fuck you all up.
Well, I'm sure
and then
that's
you die.
Happened in a
million times.
In a show once or twice, up something.
If he was a mess enough so where...
I'm not putting him down.
No, or I'm just saying, he was in such a place where he passed away from his addiction, then I'm sure that a couple of times on stage that he might have didn't make Dave proud, we'll say. I have no clue. That's just allegedly, but we know how that goes with rock stars and their fucking drugs.
I love how we went to from, like, Tommy, what you've been doing in the last couple of months to, you know, Taylor Hawkins dying and fucking tripping on stage.
And drug addicts and shit.
We are back in the room podcast. We do go down a rabbit hole every so often, but...
We did smoke a little weed beforehand.
Yeah, we did smoke some weed before. I've been cutting down a lot.
Yeah, I don't smoke during the day at all that work anymore.
My girlfriend's like, you smoked a lot of weed? I'm like, no.
I don't know what that's so what is often. Weed?
Everyone's like, we're watching a comedian the other night and fucking they're talking about like weed. The guys, you know, everyone talking about weed.
She doesn't?
No. Younger when she was a kid, but no, she doesn't partake in the devil's lettuce. She laughed at that when she heard that fucking phrase. She's laughing.
She probably thinks you're a maniac.
She does. Yeah. She does. Yeah. But, you know. I'm a good protector.
I bet.
So
you're a good catch, I would say.
Damn fucking right.
Damn right.
My age, baby.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Yeah, living
you
it
know
up.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You and her look like you guys are having a fucking wonderful summer.
Yeah, she got me all tanned up.
Yeah.
She brought me to Florida. She's got a timeshare down there. Her son lives down there.
That's what's up.
I went to his house. He has a beautiful home, and then he has an outside, you know, indoor pool with screen all on, the fucking hot tub. Then he's got a whole bar set up, outside oven, fucking entertainment system.
Okay.
It's like eating dinner out
so
there.
So he's going nice. You guys want to go down there more?
Yeah, he works for Disney. Makes pretty good bank for Disney. Get free tickets if we want to go to
Disney. Let's
do cruises. His wife is a cruise not director, but she's a big manager for the cruise line for Disney.
That sounds what's up. That sounds like something you'd probably get into more likely.
I would love.
Yeah.
We could live in that house. I mean, they got a wing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We could live in.
Yeah, his mom, too. Like, you got
to. That's me talking. I'm fucking. Yeah. I just moved in on their mom, and I'm fucking ready to move into the house.
Hey, you might as well shoot up. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck? Just go with the flow, right?
Yeah, yeah, right? You're just like,
you're the one that set up a good catch.
All the words you just said.
I mean, maybe they'll say the same.
Cruise, fucking bar.
All the magic words.
All these words. I'm coming too, right?
We're gonna have any time.
Yeah, we're gonna have a remote podcast studio on the beach.
Right, we could do one right from fucking Messenger. You don't even have to be. No, you want to be there, but he's got Miller Lights on draft. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Right. Bar set up.
And he likes you?
I think he likes me.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's important, you know what I mean?
It is. Yeah. It is. He took us to the beach, that shark infested waters, Smyrna Beach.
Did someone get bit?
Because
my sister-in-law was down Florida a couple weeks ago, and someone got bit on the beach. I know it's a huge fucking state.
Well, New Smyrna Beach is the number one populated for sharks. It's the best beach, too.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
It's gorgeous. He's got a Jeep, fucking parked right on the beach.
Nice.
All the setup.
I went down the Cape for a while. A lot of sharks down there. Yep.
The Cape, yes.
Yeah, that's
Block Island.
That's where I go to the Cape for my summer stuff. You know what I'm saying? The beaches. I love the Cape. My mother lives in Hyannis. We've been going on vacations down there every single year since I can remember. My dad usually rents a house. My mom and dad used to rent a house separately, all that, whatever. But my mom now lives down there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to rent a house down there for her.
I got to go to this screen. I didn't even go to this fucking screen. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Both of us.
Look at me. You're big. I'm small.
Yeah.
It works.
You've been working out?
I haven't been in the last 2.5-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I did a couple of times before we went to the on vacation just to see if I could, you know, buff up. But no, I have not been really but I've been working my ass off at work.
Sure.
And, you know, I run around.
Yeah.
I stay trim.
Yeah, but, you don't
I'm putting on any muscle mass. Yeah,
but you don't look fucking chubby or anything.
No, if I went to the gym for like a straight, 2 months I'd gain a few pounds.
Yeah.
But, I got to get back in there. I'm going to Florida again.
Yep.
Florida the end of August for like 4 or 5 days.
Same place? Same stuff?
No. This time we're going to like a little more relaxed place. It's a little more family-oriented, but not it's not so much Disney. Like the parks ain't right close and stuff like that. It's more relaxation kind of.
Yeah, just low-key.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to do that for 4 or 5 days. Just
cool.
Drink, lay on the beach.
That's it.
Shower, maybe go out to dinner, go back in the beach in the fucking morning.
Yep.
It's going to be 4 or 5 days straight.
Nice.
We're going with another couple, so
cool.
That should be
fun.
Interesting.
Your friends? Her friends?
Her friends, but I met her. Yep. They're kind of, I'm cool with them now. Yep. One of them seems, she could be a loose cannon. You know what I mean? We could get arrested.
Get a couple drinks
in
there.
Leave her there. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go.
If shit pops
with that.
Off, just live.
It's fucking her and the guy they're going with. They're not a couple. They're friends or stuff. But, I don't know what's going
get
on.
Get the booze flowing.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what's going to go on. Tops could come off. Fucking no idea. But I don't want to be there when it comes
They're
to
bringing you to the swinger party, apparently.
I don't want to be part of this.
What do you mean you don't want to be part of this?
I'm just telling you. I don't know what's going to go on. The bikers could be involved too.
Bikers?
You never know. I don't know. Fucking
damn. You might not come back there, dude. You might not have been a hole.
No, my girl and I were already talking about it. We're separating like the fucking Blue Eagles
from them.
Blue fucking Angels. We're just like, if it happens,
separate the legs.
So we got separated fucking rooms, fucking everything.
Separate showers.
Yeah, everything. Fucking. So anyway.
I think we should keep talking about that. No.
So my couple of months has been pretty cool. I mean, I've been enjoying life.
Fuck yeah.
Played with a couple of bands. I got up in a couple of open mics and played with some fucking old timers, playing some music. Yep. That was cool.
Yeah, I saw that videos of that.
I just fucking jumped up there. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's play.
That's what's up.
Like I said, playing with another band next week that I'd like to get steady with the Janis. How do you say
it? You almost did it. Janis
Joplin.
Yep.
Yeah, but what's the other?
You say it.
It's not Alanis?
Yes.
Oh, Morissette.
Yep.
Morissette.
Nailed it.
All right.
Nailed it.
We there.
She's only been
what's up there, Rob Pico?
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew Vardin is on here, too. You got to monitor this shit.
My phone's going to die.
What do I pay you for?
Yeah, right.
I don't pay.
That's right. I don't pay.
So
all those guys at Cage Titans the other night?
Yeah. So, a lot's going on. Yep. Those guys are like an integral part of Cage Titans. Rob Pico and Mike.
Big Mike said to say what up.
What up, my man?
And him doing all that, like backpack driving shit, him and his wife, that's fucking real shit right there. You know?
They're fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are cool. The whole organization is cool.
I actually think he's a police officer.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Pretty sure about that. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, Michael.
He's a big boy, so I wouldn't want to be getting arrested by him.
I think he just had an anniversary or something.
Nice.
Good
for him.
I don't fucking know. But Tommy, so my 2 months have been great. You know, I'm in love, of course. Oh, you know what I mean?
You're I love love, man. That's great.
It's
I'm
good.
Always
I
glad
mean,
to see you having
mean?
A good
We're
time
a
out
good
there.
Time. You know what I mean? We care about each other. I have a great time with her. She's cool as fuck.
Yep.
She wanted me to do the podcast.
Good.
She's like,
yeah, you were talking
you
about
go.
It. Yep.
But I haven't talked to anyone in like 2 months.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? I've been just keeping shut. And even when we go see bands and we're out, I'm a quiet kind of guy when I'm out. Mm-hmm, I kind of keep to myself.
Sure, if
and
you're
stuff.
Not wanting to be wild.
Exactly.
And shit.
Yep. I like to dance. She gets me on the dance floor, but, you know, she's Tinkerbell. She's all over the dance floor. Girls are all, you know, she dances with everyone.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dancing up.
Spreading chair everywhere.
My mom's the same way and shit.
She's a nurse. She cares about fucking all happy.
Yeah. Caregiver.
She plays, she works in the, not to give her MO and all that fucking social security on the shit out of, but she works in the like the infant and the women's section of the hospital.
Cool.
So, you know, whatever woman's getting an operation sometimes, you know, get their tubes tied or, you know, fucking elastic around their fat bellies so they can fucking lose some fucking weight.
Yeah, some Brazilian butt lifts.
You
gotta
hear some fucking stories she told me. Like, she goes, I don't know how you guys go down on women.
God damn.
Like, I don't know how, like, and I, like, she's seen some shit.
I bet people who work in hospitals are a special breed.
It's weird too. She works with babies and like parents. Sometimes there's tragedies that happen, and she's got to deal with that.
Yeah, man.
They got to be strong, like a fireman cop. You see a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get changed and
hear a lot of shit.
I think people who have those kind of careers, it's like predetermined because the world needs that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If there was no nurses, then we'd be fucked.
I can't see blood or someone, like if someone slices their arm open and like the doctor's like fucking looking in it or she does. You know, it's funny story. She tells me about the circumcisions on the little kids.
Oh, God.
And she says some of the doctors are butchers.
Oh,
and she's like
God.
Going, don't mutilate this poor little baby.
Forever.
She's saying, like
his
she's
dick.
Taking care of herself.
You're going to fuck his dick up
like,
a
they
life.
They can't fuck these dicks up. She says,
it's the worst.
Like, it can happen.
That'd be terrible.
You know what I mean? With a fucking shaky fucking on your penis.
Oh,
fucking,
my God.
You know what I mean?
You get over circumcised.
Thank God. I got fucking, Harvard grad on mine. Fucking good guy.
Yeah, right? Boston and Rhode Island finest.
I got a perfect penis.
Yeah, I think there's footage of it on the show from a couple of months ago. Yeah, right? If you look real closely, you might be able to catch a peach.
You could see something. So anyway, Tom, that's my 2 months in a nutshell.
Nice.
I am going to Florida again. And we did, off the air talk about the podcast that, we're back. And, but it doesn't have to be every week.
You want to do it, we'll do it.
People listening or whatever, come on.
Yeah, all our friends, come on in, call in.
But I'm not that, I don't want to be that media guy talking strict questions about the fight.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you've been doing it for a while.
You've
been doing
it
for a long time, so,
Like, I didn't... Let's talk shit. Let's talk about your penis size. Like
a lot of people were asking and saying that they enjoyed us and wanting us to come back and shit like that. A lot of my friends at the gym. So, that's what I said. Anyone who asked me, I says, fuck yeah, we're doing it. We're living our best lives. You know, we got families. We got things we want to do in the summer. So my coach Pete said once about jiu-jitsu that you're going to have to kind of give yourself a little off season, which is like maybe a week or two or something in the summer, because there is no off season.
Exactly.
You got to give yourself it.
Like I said off air, going to Florida, a week and a half ago or so, it was my first real vacation and trip in 17 years.
Yeah.
The last time I went to Florida was like with my family, and that wasn't a vacation. Let me tell
time?
You, that was a fucking, taking
that,
care of everyone.
That's heavy
there.
Sometimes, especially when
crazy.
The kids are small.
So, and that was my first time ever being on a plane also. So,
it's crazy.
For a woman to get me on a plane and get me to Florida in the heat of the fucking heat there.
During the summer.
You're a special woman. So
yeah.
God bless you, kid.
Were you scared on the plane?
I was.
Yeah, you were. When
she thought I was going to freak the fuck out because I kind of built up to it.
You're a freak outer?
I'm a freak. Yes. Fucking out of my mind. Like, she thought I was going to run through a window.
Oh, God, you're
going to
be like,
I was talking about
videos.
The Twilight Zone when the guy was on the wing and
the
shit like that.
Episode,
freaking out.
Yeah, you see all these videos of these people going nuts these days on
fucking
the internet.
Like, she hates the highway. She hates driving on.
Dangerous.
She don't drive on the highway,
it's dangerous.
She hates that. And she's like, I'd rather be in a plane. She goes, you're never going to die. And I said, listen, Everyone says that, and then they're the ones that go
not
down.
Not a lot of, you know, big passenger planes are known to go down in, like, this country.
I understand, but it could be me. I could be the one.
I never want to go in a plane that, like, my buddy has. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, I understand
that.
While I'm in the plane, I'm like, I've done so many bad things that people... I should die.
Your karma's
I should
about
die
to
in
come.
This plane today, yeah, but there's a bunch of innocent people, so I think I'm going to probably die alone in my, like, you know.
Your karmatic debt is going to weigh on
I'll
you.
I'll get sucked out a window and everyone else be. I'm just kidding.
A little gremlin on the fucking
thing.
Because
I got
to
get back on the plane at the end of the fucking
You're down,
November.
Man.
I mean, August. So, anyway, Tom, that's it. Yep, let's get the MMA. You were at Cage Titans 66.
Yep, very good.
This past Saturday.
Yep, it was a blast.
Representing the Room podcast. Mm-hmm. I know you were, you know.
Floating around. You know, I wasn't hanging out too much at the media table because it was so fucking jam-packed down there. And that's where everyone likes to congregate. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
there's just one.
Yeah, there's one table.
And then the back room.
The table was already full by the time we got there. So I just kind of floated around.
Any new faces on that table?
No, all familiar faces. I can't remember his name. What's that guy's name? He's got a podcast, I think, himself. He's a skinny dude with a hat and a beard. I don't want to throw shade at him and forget his name. He's a cool dude, but I would have to look him up. He's around. He's always talking and stuff. He's cool. He's always, like, got a backwards hat and shit. I don't know. I can't remember his name. He's got a show. He's always
there. Yeah, there's a few kids that sitting at the table that either have a show or they had a pretty decent big Instagram page.
Yeah, but they do all the familiar faces.
Not rankings, but they, mm-hmm. you know, if there's a fight announced mm-hmm. something, that they throw that.
Yeah, they take it serious.
Kind of like I was doing like fucking 8 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. They take it serious now. They're on it. We're like, don't give a fuck.
I was totally fucking excited about it. Yeah. Getting the match up. Fucking, I can throw it out there. Even though computers. It's been thrown out there fucking 50 times, I had to get my own.
Yeah.
You got your own followers that don't necessarily see it from other people.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're enthusiastic.
You dazzle up the poster a little bit to make it look great. So, Cage Titans 66, mm-hmm. you said it was,
packed house.
Went down as they say it, and you said it. Mm-hmm. It was a monumental. Yep.
It was 100 degrees in there, per usual. Nice and warm.
Packed house.
hot day, you know. Yeah. So that's cool. You know, everyone's
loud as fuck.
Yeah, loud as fuck. Testosterone's flowing. Everyone's fucking screaming and yelling for their guys. All the main fights were really good, you know, so people were really happy and stayed to the end. You know, people start clearing out, like, when their guys fight, but it didn't seem like there was much of that night. People wanted to stick around for Andrew and Joe and Pete and those guys. So it was really, like, the heavy hitters came out, and they fucking really did it.
I wonder how their stream did. I would imagine it did fucking fabulous,
probably,
too, their stream.
Yeah, I didn't really hear much or see much of that.
I mean, because the show was sold out a while back.
Yep, and the bets were up, too, so people were betting.
Fastest ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, betting, all that. Yep. I know a few people that made some money on Andrew Valdina mm-hmm. and on Peter Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
Took a favorite and underdog.
Yeah,
and
I wish I bet on Pete.
Like I couldn't bet because I wasn't in Mass.
Right.
I was in Rhode Island.
It does
so
that.
I would have bet. I would have bet.
If you came.
And I would have probably did a triple one.
The parlay.
Triple parlay. Yep. A double is probably the safer one, mm-hmm. which would have been a lock mm-hmm. if I did that. But I would have thrown another one in there, and I would have won. No, I wouldn't have won it because one of the sure fights I had in my mind was an amateur fight, and that wasn't on there.
Yeah, but I always lose in the parlays.
I definitely had like three locks, and they were one amateur and two pro fights. And Andrew Valdina, you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for
those beers.
For shutting up a big mouth. Or you know, I don't know. I just some fighters, you know, rub me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I appreciate when a fighter that I love beats them.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like our man Andrew Valdina.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
So what's next? So Tommy. Mm-hmm. Talked about the crowd and stuff. Out of all the fights, mm-hmm. of course, it would probably be, you know, from the main card on, what was the loudest crowd for fighters?
Probably when they had the announcement for the main headliner, the Joe and Pete, you know, because it was a split? I can't remember.
Yes, it was.
It was split. So so people were just anticipating
yes.
that decision and you know, either went the way you wanted to or the way you didn't, but the place kind of erupted after that.
And that was the loud.
That was
the
loud pop
point right there.
Yep.
In your eyes, close fight.
Yeah, definitely.
Who won
close.
That fight in your eyes?
I'd say that the judges got it right. You know, I mean, it was a lot of going back and forth. It was close, and it was really hard to tell. They were both beat up, and they were both beat the fuck out of each other at the end. So you know, they were bleeding, and you know, they were bloodied up, and you know, that was it.
Awesome. Andrew Valdina did say, he did comment back, truly my pleasure for beating the snot or dominating and playing with a dude that's fought. I mean, he's a good fighter, really good fighter, fought some talented motherfuckers. Yep. But it seems like when he fights the more talented motherfuckers, he doesn't do as well. So that tells you something, about, you know, kind of fighting those I don't know. I'm just going to leave it off there. Because we got other fights to talk about.
You're
going to
go on a little rant?
But Andrew Valdina, he's a favorite of mine. His dad's a cool guy. Yep. I talked to him. His actually dad just messaged me on Messenger. Nice. So, I don't know if Table Titans, did they have a Table Titans on Monday?
Yeah.
This past Monday?
Yeah.
All right. So it was a recap of
It was a recap.
So everyone's going through that. Mm-hmm. Fight of the night for you?
Fight of the night. You know, we're going to go for the amateur card because my guy, Jaden Curley, who I was looking forward to seeing him fight, I knew he had a really rough opponent, tough opponent who got the win. So I would say that was for me because I was really looking forward to seeing those guys fight. They put on a good show, and it was a good stoppage. Unfortunately, it was not the way that I wanted it to go because Jaden's like my man, local Mansfield dude. So, you know, I was really looking forward to that. Unfortunately, it didn't go the right way, but that kind of had a lot of people were looking forward to seeing that and were cheering and, you know, really chanting Jaden's name. And, you know, unfortunately, it was an upset, but that was probably, for me, finally.
Ozzie Martin, as Rob Pico says right now, is a fucking dog, and he's a friggin' dog.
Yep. Yeah.
He's a dog.
Yeah, he's got the belt and shit. You know, he kept the belt. Unexpected, too. Like, you know, like, Jaden came out looking shredded and ripped and fucking muscly and fucking wrestly.
Big-time wrestler, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he gassed out,
yeah, and we know wrestlers are the fucking problems, you know?
So, adrenaline dump, something happened with that kid.
Yeah. Wasn't his night.
Not at all.
He'll get back on it because he's still wrestling. He still wrestles like for college and shit. Yep. I know he wrestles with a bunch of my guys like Damani Burns and things like that, so...
I met him actually, talked to him. He's a bartender, and he was working in a place in Warwick where I was hanging out. And he was going, I think he was going to like Germany or something to wrestle. This was back in November, December, could have been January or something like that. But I remember him talking about going to Germany to wrestle and stuff. But I mean, I think that was only his second or third MMA fight.
Yeah, he won his last one.
Yeah, and I mean, he's going against Ozzie Martin, already won the title and
defending
for Brody McDougal, even though he lost against him. Now those guys are teammates.
Yeah, and that guy's a dog too.
Yeah, exactly. So. Wow, that's talking about MMA.
Oh, my God, right?
Dude.
It's like you're getting riding a bike again.
It's like, wow. Uh-huh. Like, fuck.
Especially good.
I'm fucking surprised I just remembered fucking Brody's fucking name. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Even though you should, but I'm old.
We're back.
Fuck. So,
What fights were you like? Did you like get the beans with? You know, like,
what the beans I was looking for?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You know, I was out. The feast was going on in Cranston. Yep. People getting shot, shooting themselves. Actually, some bozo at fucking the feast Saturday night got in an altercation, a Cranston dude, kid, or whatever. And I don't know, he went to fucking pull a gun out of his pocket, fucking shot himself in the leg,
get
almost bled
here.
To death.
What?
Fucking loser.
Fucking Plaxico Burr style?
And then fucking people went ballistic. Then they shut the fucking that bar down the next night because it was outside bands. That's where it happened.
He pulled the piece and shot himself.
Must
have been a Glock because there's no safety on a Glock.
Me and my girlfriend had left like maybe a half hour before that, you know, and then we heard like someone messaged us, hey, someone just fucking got shot at the feast. I'm like,
oh my God.
What? Even though there's a lot of Paisans and a lot of people from Federal Hill come up there.
Oh, yeah.
Johnston, and they all congregate and...
We stumbled upon the Puerto Rican festival but it was a Puerto Rican festival in Providence the other day.
Loud as fuck, right?
Oh yeah, it was great. Yeah. Good food. Got some empanadas. We were just kind of like looking for a place to eat. We ended up down on Wickedon Street.
Sounds right.
Yeah, sounds right. Exactly. And it's a cool spot. And then we saw all the Spanish flags like in like loose clothes, like tight clothes.
Every car is blasting.
Yeah, walking towards something.
By, it's like,
we could hear the bass going, so we're like, all right, let's go there. You know, like, what's something's happening.
That's
awesome. We had no plan. You know, we were just down in Providence.
You're going to fall into something.
Yeah, I figured if something. It was a beautiful day. It was Sunday. My daughter, my older daughter and my middle daughter were there, which was nice. We're glad to see them. And, you know, we're like, all right, let's go towards the base.
Awesome. To get back to MMA, you asked me a question. What was I looking forward to?
Yeah, yeah. What were the beans that you listened or were you expecting or all that shit?
I was totally interested in fucking Andrew Valdina, yep, of course. Not only because I want to see that kid succeed, but he was fighting someone it's on the record that he doesn't like me. I don't like
him.
What'd
he say?
Fuck Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah. That's not a nice thing.
No. Not, what did I do?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, just because I'm a little hard on you a little bit.
What'd you say to
your dad
what did you
say? Well, you know,
what did you say to have him
nothing,
say
I
that?
I just made a fucking media comment.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Just kind of like a regular.
It was kind of like, you know, a Peter Barrett when Peter Barrett came out and like, but I didn't directly say it to him. Oh, the same media guy involved in that little altercation who ran away with his fucking little pee-pee between his legs. He was the one that got Tyler Smythe to say fuck Steve because he asked a question that the little troll saw a comment that Tyler made to me online
and he brought it up
and he saw that and he used that as his question.
Sure.
And he didn't name me by name. He named me by another media, like, you're stealing my shit or you're checking my fucking shit out.
Yep.
At least mention my name.
Say your name.
So when I come up to you, I'm 100% sure that you're a fucking dick licker.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Damn right. Damn right. He looked right at that fucking camera for that one. I like it.
All right. So my fight's Andrew Valdina, of course.
Yep, of course.
Peter Barrett. Mm-hmm. Known Peter Barrett since I've started. Mm-hmm. He was on the circuit way before I, years and years before
local
I came.
Local legend, for sure.
Yes. I really wanted him to win. As we know, you know, I respect Joe Giannetti's fighting. And,
yep.
And all that. I don't hate the kid at all.
No,
but
of course not. And that shit's
he's
like
not my favorite fighter.
No,
and believe me, you know, I've rooted for the kid in certain occasions.
Yeah.
But if he's fighting someone I like, he's not who I'm rooting for.
Yep.
And I was very a great fight as far as what I hear. I saw some, you know, a couple little things like videos and Instagram stories and shit. But I'm glad with that outcome.
Yeah.
I'm fucking extremely happy. With that. And I did pick, you know, even though your buddy there, your wrestling buddy
Jaden,
awesome kid and awesome, you know, fighter, is going to excel from this. I expected Ozzy Martin to win, and I knew he was going to win. He's just a fucking
he's
a beast.
He's no slouch, and you know, he was kind of the you know, the I don't know if with odds wise if he was the dog, but Jaden brought a lot of people there, you know, and he was kind of like running around up top, getting everyone pumped up before the fight.
It.
Yeah, yeah, with the flag and, you know, doing shadow boxing. That's what you got to do, you know?
Exactly.
You got to
pump
the game.
It up, and it could psych his opponent up a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. And,
you know, to just say, you know, even though Ozzy Martin lost that fight to Brody, he didn't give up. It was a doctor stoppage. His eye was almost closed, but he was ready to fucking throw it down. He rocked fucking Brody. The end of, I think, the second round or something like that. Fucking, it was a great fight. That was a great fight. Yeah. So it's just interesting to see what Ozzy Martin does. He has nothing left to prove. Let's, you know, go pro.
Yeah.
He actually is at Nostos, so he trains with Brody.
Yeah, yeah.
And funny story, not funny story, but Jonathan Piersma did go train with the Nostos guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all 170-pounders, and he trained with them. Also, Kyle Hill beat your favorite fighter there.
Trussell. Yeah, yeah. He put him to sleep.
Yeah, he put him to sleep.
Yep.
And that kid's a fucking a monster.
Aaron's
too.
Real good too. You know what I'm saying? Like these kids are big boys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
170 pounds, man. There's some fucking good fighters at 170 pounds.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jonathan Piersma is I know he has new management, and I think he might be training in another state other than Rochester at this moment, or at least traveling and getting other looks. Other than when I spoke about Nostos, he went down there for a couple of days. And
a lot of killers coming out of Nostos.
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah. They're doing fucking good things over there.
The
young kids, too. Mm-hmm. Some of the amateurs are doing great things. But, you know, Jonathan Piersma, you know, his dad's army, kind of glad we're coming back and not chatting, even though that first half hour was talking all about,
that's what we
know,
do.
Shit. Our lives and stuff. But, you know, I'll get Piersma on here down the line. And I don't want to do interviews anymore, like one-on-ones as far as recording ones, but you want to come on?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do, you know, a couple of live ones here and there.
Yeah, we'll get our friends to come in here, whatever. Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
But, yeah, so that was three fights. I know the fight, the card was great. There was a lot of other fights I'm not saying. Oh, Jack Congdon, who lost to Jonathan Pazma for that belt last card. Mm-hmm. Why can't I think of Joe? Joe, I can almost spell his name. Poirier.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you say his last name?
I'm not sure.
Joe. He trains with Valdina, all those guys. Mm-hmm. He had a fucking grueling fight. 12 skinny kid. Mm-hmm. Fights at 125. Did you even watch the fight?
Yeah, I was there. I was there.
So anyway, Jeff Clark here. How was Jeff Clark?
Good. Yeah, it was good to see all those guys.
You guys hang out a little bit?
No, a little bit. Like I said, I kind of dipped away from the media event area. I was floating around, sitting in chairs and shit. I didn't want to get in trouble by taking chairs, too.
You see Mike Pulver and stuff like that?
Very briefly. He's always a man on the run, but he said what's up.
I miss all those guys.
Yeah. Everyone was asking for you.
You know, it's I've got, like, right now, the last couple of months, you know, even though I go see bands and I dance with my girlfriend, it's not. Like, I don't, not that I hate it, but I needed a break from
good.
You know what I mean? And like, and I wanted to take a step back and see like what's going on there. What I, you know,
reassess.
What I am seeing is I haven't missed a beat. No. Nobody.
Yeah. And reassess where you want to do it.
A lot of new podcasts coming out.
Oh yeah.
I love it. You know, a lot of pretty boys doing podcasts, a lot of non-talented people doing, but everyone can do one.
We would kick their asses.
No one's making no money. Believe me. You think people are making money. They're not.
Not locally.
They're not. No. Not even. I don't care if you have fucking, what are you making, $200 a month on your fucking Instagram, fucking from your reels and shit. It ain't happening. You're not making a fucking living of this. But
we're doing it for fun. That's it. That's kind of what makes it, a little different for us, you know?
This room right now is being used as my practice spot from my drumming and shit like that. And eventually I might have someone jamming in here, you know, and I never know.
Maybe the next one I'll be singing. I'll be like, rah!
I still want to get rid of this fucking big table and shit.
Got all our stuff on it.
Tommy did mention that we had ants that I didn't know. how long it's been since I actually sat at this table.
So we're coming on. I'm coming on 2 years coming in here. Remember, it was the summer.
Summer.
And I swear to God, that fucking candy cane was there the whole time.
Candy cane. Yeah. Candy canes. Yeah, it's like five or six.
Yeah.
There might be some more underneath here.
It's probably fucking eaten by the ants.
Yeah, the sour ones.
Yeah.
They were Jolly Rancher.
The ants like those.
The best fucking candy in the world, hot candy Jolly Rancher.
Not even last Christmas.
I don't care what Jolly Rancher comes in, any fucking size, shape, form, consistency. I love it.
I like Jolly Rancher lollipops.
Fucking love it. Jolly Rancher fucking classic. Skittles.
You know what I have at the house right now?
Like, there's not enough sugar in
there. They're called Skittles Littles. They're teeny Skittles. Kind of weird gimmick, but yeah.
You still got the same amount in the bag?
Yeah, it's a big bag. And I think it lasts longer. See, we've been debating this the whole week.
Here's the problem. All right, so I'm going to tell you what's going on with me with Skittles.
Yep.
Sometimes I get in a mode and I just get one at a time.
Yeah.
And I'll crunch and I'll take the whole outer shell off like an M&M.
Crazy, yeah.
And
that's some psycho shit.
I'll just like the jelly. Shut the fuck up. I like the jelly, hard jelly inside.
Yeah.
Just that. I suck on that. It's like almost like a warhead, but not a warhead.
Yeah, a little sour.
A little bit.
Sure.
But it's also something to do. Maybe I'd smoke a joint when I did
I just fill my whole fucking mouth up with Skittles. That's how I eat them.
I do that too.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah, that's the only way
in
my head.
It's like chewing sugar.
Yeah, a whole full mouth.
No, it is. But when you do that like four or five times, and you still got half a bag left, I start eating one at a time because I can't do that to a whole fucking.
Well, you maybe like would like the little ones.
4 or 5 pound bag.
Yeah. You know the little mini
M&M's?
Yeah, you know that mini M&M's?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
No.
I do the same thing with M&M's. I chop the fucking outer core out.
That's some psycho shit. You ever eat, like, seeds? You a seeder? You eat sunflower seeds? Like, spitting them out and shit?
Yeah, but I can do that in a fucking mouthful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And unseed them in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Like, outside
and
shit.
So what's that got to do with...
That's kind of the same shit, you know?
No, that kinda. Fucking shit melts before that happens. It's chocolate, you fuck.
Yeah, but like the little piece, you know, like one at a time, like breaking it in half and shit. You know, it's like the same thing. You're taking the little one? Yeah, you're taking the shell off of the Skittle. It's the same thing as the shell off of a seed. And then you eat the middle.
Oh, the seed you're talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, it is. A little more work for a seed, though.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I don't know why we're talking about this. Jeez, sometimes it cuts in half real quick.
Yeah.
And in MMM, you got to kind of chisel away at the outer core. It doesn't come down.
A candy shell.
Sometimes you get a whole half off at the same time, like that candy shell.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah. Try it.
Yeah. Like you do it with peanut M&Ms?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. There's like three things there.
That's like a whole thing.
Here's what I do. I take the whole candy shell off, then I suck all the chocolate off, and there's have to be... Sometimes I chop the peanut in half. I got two.
You're a wild boy. You are a wild boy, Steve.
I play with my food, bro.
Yeah, yeah, apparently.
I'm pretty good.
Have you ever been diagnosed? Diagnosed? ADD? ADHD?
Oh, it's been 2 months, bro.
Yeah.
2 months. So anyway, let's get back to fucking Cage Titans. So, so big things coming. You know, I'm sure they have another card coming in.
Did you get the beans with...
No. What?
Jerry and Don Chaney?
Yes, I saw Don Chaney did mention that he's fighting Captain America. You know what's cool about that fight? They both lost to the same guy.
Oh, yeah?
Their last fights. One of Lars's guys. Mm-hmm. I forgot his name. Williams. I think his last name's Williams. I could be wrong, but I think Lars still manages him. He won the belt at Joe Calf's place, CFC. What is that?
Oh, Combat FC.
I can't believe I forgot this. Sorry, Joe.
There's all these names he sees. And I just know that because a couple of my guys were fighting on that card.
Oh, the Combat FC one?
Yeah.
All right, listen, I'm going to go to Cage Titans Instagram.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go through some of the highlights. I can't play the music, but we're going to, because we missed a ton of fighters, ton of great fights.
Oh, yeah.
But with, you know, we're going to just go through here and see what we can do.
Yeah, people think I'm professional in there.
My God! Andrew Valdina. I think this is his thing.
Oh, it's like the highlights?
Yeah. Well, no, this ain't his. This is someone else. But I'll go down the line. I just can't play the music, people. Sorry. It's the law.
Mute that shit.
Nick Haler, and I don't know who else does this work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick's the man. Nick was the contact, the immediate contact this time around. So.
Hooked you up?
Yep. Yep, always professional as hell.
All right, Nick Haler.
Yeah, that kid's good at what he does.
I was talking to Lars and Travis, and they talked about Andrew just...
These are old fights and shit.
Yeah. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Yep. He just toyed with Tyler Smythe.
Yeah.
He's toyed with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that was good. That was the kid came out.
Are their fucking reels. Yeah. That's why. Yeah, this get is me old. The fuck out of here. Here we go. Oh, there's Jaden Curley getting that
look
body
at that.
Shot.
Yeah, body shot and then the head. Oof. Poor bastard. But that liver shot looked fucking
look at
brutal.
That.
Yep. body shot. Oh, what a punk. You're talking shit now. Yeah. He's pumped.
Let me see that again.
Body.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. Dropped on the body.
Ooh,
yikes.
Just fucking sniping him after that. Yep. There's Pete. Randy Costa.
Yep.
He's fighting for a title for
Game
Brand. Oh, there's Andrew. So we're going to have to watch this little highlight reel. I can't play the music. I'm sorry. I could sing to you, though. There once was a little boy.
You know that song, though. That's Jim Croce,
right? Yeah.
That's classic. Him. Classic
I
fucking walkout
him.
Song. I probably can guarantee that no other MMA fighter comes out to this song.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you might get in trouble, but...
But look at it. Fucking... It's just a fucking, you know...
Epic.
Someone's doing great things at Cage Titans.
Yeah, all the local guys... And local to Mass is what I mean, not Rhode Island. Fucking made it happen. You know, I'm partial to the Massachusetts guys.
Look at any other regional promotions, Instagram or social media around the country.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see anything like this.
No.
For their fighters. You don't see anything like that.
Yep. Kids a beast. They're really good.
The whole fucking, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know what's next for some of these fighters. Kyle Hill.
That kid was on Table Titans.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Sitting there?
Yeah.
Or did he
call
in?
Called in. handsome as hell. I was going to say he was handsome.
Yeah, he is. Looks like Tom Petty. Yeah,
I didn't want people to think I was like fucking weird. I was going to say the handsomeness.
Here's Ozzy.
Yep. Outside of
Nostos. Here's Ozzy going back to Nostos.
Nice. Those Nostos kids are a problem.
Yeah, they are.
That's a cool looking gym, too. I don't think I've seen too much of it.
A lot of belts on that wall.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Congratulations, guys. Good for you.
Yep.
This is it.
He's not lying.
Peter Barrett's fucking house, 37 fucking years old.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Fucking Connor.
Yeah, brought his mom in.
Yeah, he had a great fight too.
Yep.
He won the amateur belt. Well, 205. Mm-hmm. That's his division, he says. So good for him.
Yep.
I miss these kids.
Yeah, man. There's
Don Sheenis, here's the Colo.
Yeah, this was kind of a cool little thing. You know, they pulled him up there. It was like on the big screen, you know. Like
Jerry wearing any tight fucking pants?
No, but he had his Captain America shield around.
Jerry, you know what? I heard what you're saying.
Wait for Sheamus with the banana.
I got this contract here. Got this contract right here. Signed it. Mike should have one standing next to you. So if you're down to dance September 14th, I'll see you then.
Night before my birthday.
Fucking bites a banana. See that? Fucking kid.
The night before my birthday.
Yeah, we're going to go then.
You want to dance with Don?
I'm going to Block Island
September
Sunday.
14th. I don't know. What is everybody
the Block
else?
Island ferry you taking?
Let's go.
Might be late for my birthday party. All right, I saw enough of John. Oh, that's when. All right, we saw that.
If he got that takedown, it might have changed things.
Nah, he wasn't.
No, but if he got it. Yeah, here. Hear that? That's what I was saying. The biggest pop of the night.
30-27, I think he said for that. No, it could be. It's. Oh.
He's shaking his head. He doesn't think he did it.
Yeah, he knew he lost the fight.
Yeah. Nice. Hear that place? That place has never been that loud.
At the last fight of the night?
No, it's never been.
I've never heard it like
probably
that.
Probably like 12:30 at night.
Wow.
Yeah,
we're
fuck yeah.
We're gonna flick through these real quick. But Joe Giannetti, he's got a long road ahead of him after that.
Yeah, so many people had that. Fuck Giannetti.
Really?
That's
crazy.
That's kind of, you know, I'm not too
he's
cool with that. Yeah, you know. What if they like walking by his mom and shit that says fuck Joe Giannetti and stuff, you know? I mean, it's part of the game, but I just thought it was kind of like, you know, it's not my favorite thing.
Don't fuck with Peter Barrett.
I know, and I'm not taking anything of that, but, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. And I'm not one to like shy away from coarse language and shit like that. You know, I'm a dog myself, but, you know, I don't know. Just kind of rubbed me a little bit the wrong way. You know
are
what
you
mean?
Getting soft on me,
maybe,
Tommy?
Maybe. I want people to be nice. I'm kind of just kidding.
Fuck did I
I'm kind of just kidding.
What did I come back to?
I know.
Soft.
I know.
Angel Valdina. How was it he won a unanimous decision, so it wasn't like...
Yeah, no, it was crazy, though.
But
yeah, it was, they loved it. It was still a big pop.
Yeah. There's Joe. And 28, giving you your
winner by unanimous
decision, Joey Guns.
Nice.
That's awesome. I it looked like what's his name? I can't even fucking think. The manager of all those guys, Tyson Shoddy, sorry.
Yeah,
he manages Hillary Rose. Did you watch a girl fight?
Yeah, I did.
How was that?
She did good. Yeah, they did good. It was a decision, of course.
Because that girl beat her before.
Yeah.
Like, cut her up and won a, I guess, a ground and pound.
I'm a fan of the girl fights, but they just kind of, like, slow down at the end, you know?
Yeah. Tyson Shoddy, he manages all these.
Hillary is a fucking legend, you know? So Glad to see her get that dub.
Yeah, she's up and down. There's
Look at this.
Yeah.
Standing up. He goes
was
down.
Was that quick in the fight? When was that?
Yeah, I think it was pretty quick.
Oh, really? Yeah. So they didn't really.
Yep, nope. Just went right down. Boom. And he's fucking in the dream quick, world.
Huh?
Yep. I sent you that picture, remember?
Is Gene Curley. What's that?
Remember I sent you that picture?
Yes. Yeah. You were happy about that.
Yeah.
How was that fight with him and Jamukwai? Did you notice this one? The big.
I left for a little while, so maybe I didn't see this one. In the middle, I left for a couple, so maybe I didn't.
He ended up winning. Yeah. But I don't know. There they are right there.
I might have missed this one. I left after.
Look at the size of that.
Yeah. Oh, but I came back for the last ones, which is good. I didn't miss much of it, but just like a couple of the main.
So September 14th is Cage Titan 67. So
when's your birthday?
September 15th.
September 30th for me, bro.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yep. You're not a Virgo, though, right?
No, Libra. It starts on like the 20th missed, or right? something. Yeah, the 20th, I think it starts. Oh, thank God.
This Colin right there. Superman putting it on this guy. Look at him.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember watching that. I feel like, you know, maybe they... It didn't look like those were really powerful
shots.
Yeah,
but still, he's not defending. He's defending himself, you know, you fucking can't sit there and get... He wouldn't have stopped.
Johnny Campbell shooting the gun. Then they had these guys shooting the gun. Maybe Johnny was just loading it for him.
No, he shot a couple.
Did he?
Jay Perrin.
Jay Perrin.
Connor Matthews. Yep. Randy Costa.
Yep, all the fucking heads.
All these... Mike would... Where'd you get that shirt, Mike? Fuck out of here with that.
Oh.
Yeah, these were all the...
Look at the pictures.
I don't know who these kids are, but...
Yeah.
You know, look at that. Oh!
Yep.
Fucking people up, baby. Yeah,
gotta love the finishes.
Am I missing everything here? Not that I don't care, but I'm not listening to that fucking shit. Oh, he's gonna crush him right now. Watch. Oof!
Was it a slip?
Yeah,
it kind of looked like a
slip. Catch him. Yeah, it's over from there.
Yeah, you slip into a choke.
That's it, people.
Yeah, that was a great time. Thank you very much to Mike and Nick and everyone who makes it happen and lets me come in there and fucking watch it and talk about it, and that's it.
Let me get back.
Probably my favorite event to go to, Cage Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Combat FC's got a good one going.
And I love CES and Foxwoods and shit. A bunch of my guys are fighting in 10 days, which I can't go to.
Oh,
which
they got a card in 10 days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's Damani, Shahib, Davis, all those guys are fighting.
Really?
Yep. And
yeah, the CES latched onto them. They always latch onto
the good guys.
Yeah, yeah. But they latch onto the Triforce.
Yeah.
Elites.
Good. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like prospects and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They got Triforce has got a good good business
good pedigree.
Relationship with CES. I'm going to be nice with CES. I'm not going to throw them under the bus, but
you didn't go last time.
I haven't been to a CES show in like 4 years, whatever.
They're good. I mean, because all my friends are fighting on it, so that's why.
Yeah, I mean, they let you in, so I mean,
what's that supposed to mean?
They're not going to let me in, or you know, they might, but I don't like their production and all that other stuff. I feel like I'm at a fucking
casino.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm at a show, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
There's no excitement. There's no, like, enthusiasm in the announcer.
I thought last time it was. I didn't hear the announcer or anything, and it was like Romero from fucking 96.9, right? Like, the fucking...
Fucking kiss. Doesn't mean he's, like...
No, but he's an announcer.
He's
I'm not saying
on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, I'm
right?
not saying. Yeah, exactly. I don't think I was hearing him come.
People, no
he's
one,
not
no,
calling it though. Yeah, he wasn't calling it. He was just
but be enthusiastic, like you know, when you're out there, like you're happy to be here. Fucking get the fighters going.
Yeah,
you know,
like Andy.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, everyone can't be Andy.
Andy's a legend.
You know what
man.
I mean, he is. Yeah. You know, he knows how to perform. He's a performer.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Yes.
So with that said, Tommy, you want to leave off with anything?
We're back, right? We're going to be doing
we went
this.
Exactly for almost an hour.
Yeah, good. You know, so, yeah, I was glad to see you. I'm glad to be back.
Sound still or not?
I think we do. I don't think they pulled. Is anyone saying anything? Anyone asking any questions?
No, we got sound. You know, no one said anything. No, you know, a couple people said shit, but you know, I'll put it on Spotify, you know.
Yeah, yeah, cut it up and get some funny clips.
But, you know, it's nice to be back.
Yeah.
Next week, next Wednesday, I have an audition.
Okay,
so with that band. If you want to do it Tuesday, would you? Oh, you do Mondays.
Yeah, I got a lot of crazy shit. What month are we in right now?
We are going to be in, we'll be in August next week.
So we're still in July. Next Wednesday is Limp Bizkit at Great Woods. No, I don't have tickets or anything, but it's 5 minutes from my house, and I think all those shows are awesome. I heard that they have a great time. Me and Jeff were talking about it. So, you know, we're not playing on Wednesday?
No, you're doing a thing. Okay, I have that's fine. Audition.
Yeah, I got a crazy long weekend.
That girl band. Yeah, that's cool. It's not a girl band.
Maybe
it's
we'll be back in like 2 weeks.
Singer, so.
Yeah, maybe like 2 weeks we'll plan on it.
I'm very excited
about it. Yeah, I'm glad we're back, buddy. I missed you.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, me and you were talking, though, a lot, you know, in these last 2 weeks. I mean, it's not like me and you were strangers.
I'm still, you know, posting stuff. You know, it's not local shit, but I still posted my Ambassador of Fighters thing. I've still been doing some memes, getting yelled at.
Yeah, and I'm always sending you weird shit.
People are still active with me on Messenger and stuff.
Fuck yeah.
But no one's reaching out going, where you are, you know.
No.
They know I'm living my life. See it.
Yeah, and we'll be in back. Like I said, when at the fights, people were asking where you were, and they said, where are you guys? I said, fucking, we're doing our thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe next, September 14th is going to be tough. We're going to be on the ferry at like 11 in the morning. I don't know. So it is my birthday.
That lady who sings that commercial.
It is my birthday weekend, so, you know, I'm allowed to
make the whole trek.
Around.
Yeah, do the whole thing.
Just hold my hand and bring me.
I like driving all over the place to go to cool things, you know?
I don't know. It's been a busy summer.
Busy partying.
Busy. All right. So with that said, thank you for tuning in. If you tuned in tonight, congratulations to all the fighters at Cage Titans over the weekend. You know, be safe to the fighters that are going to be fighting for CES in 10 days or
so. Hope everyone's healing up nicely.
What else? I don't know what other shows are coming up, but I know, you know.
Yeah, that's all I know is that that one at Foxwoods, 10 days.
And I'll let you know next time we have a podcast if I'm in this band or not. We'll see what goes on from that. But with that said, Tommy, thank you so much for making it down.
Brother.
First show in over a couple of months. I know we covered a lot of stuff and might have snoozed you a couple of times, but...
And I've been coming here for like 2 years now. You know what I'm saying? This is about that time. It's about our 2 year fucking point.
Yeah, so. That'll show up on my Facebook memory. So.
Yeah, you'll be like those posts of like when you were saying like, who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is that? So with that said, thank you so much. I don't care if you follow me or not anymore at this point. it is what it is.
Follow us.
But with that said, follow me on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. You know, all of
Instaclam, up here. All the things we're out
I'll
there.
I'll be posting a lot of pictures of being in love. And and if I get in a band or something, you'll be seeing a lot
maybe
of that.
Maybe OnlyFans.
It could be coming. It could be coming. For seniors and over.
Yeah. There's a need for that.
I'm sure there's a fucking need for that. I see fucking old, you know, 70, 80 old guys having sex with 20-year-olds on fucking Pornhub. This guy can fucking do something.
Don't go on
it's
Pornhub.
It's horrible. It's like fucking horrible. It's like watching a train wreck, but I have to every so often. I'm like,
you just have to take
it
your dick out.
It just shows up every day.
Like, now I have to jerk off.
I get so mad. I'm like, no, you can't.
You're like anger
you're
beating
babies,
it. You're like pissed like while you're jerking it.
You're
like, I want to be me.
You're such an asshole. No, I think about when I'm 80, what I can still do.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Keep
These
up.
These guys are getting it
we'll
done.
Keep up. We'll be in shape still.
I think I just got a fucking ear up my nostril. Wow. All right. Before we just keep going on and on.
Yeah, bud.
That's it. We'll see you a week from next week.
Yep.
And I'll be leaving for Florida a couple of weeks after that. But we could talk about my plane anxiety and all that shit. So that a poster's been crooked behind you the whole time. That tells you how much I'm tidying up and shit.
Right,
yeah. You come down crashing down. There you go, Tommy. Ah, exactly. Finally. Right. Let's see how it looked there. It was fucking crooked as fuck. Now it looks great.
I just kind of weirded my
Can
shoulder.
You do the podcast? You just pulled your shoulder.
It was kind of weird,
fucking,
right there.
Dude, you got. Yeah,
that's why it's sore from that tonight.
It's like a fucking
it was a
tendon
weird
just plucking.
No, it's all good.
All right. With that said, we out of here. Love yous.
Peace.
We'll see you. Who knows?
Never.